going.
Great. Mine also looks correct. All right, let's open up the channel for...
Correct microphone. And... I got a blue wavy line. All right. And it's Alpha. Hello. Ooh.
Sartut nipping at his heels.
Yeah, I've had this headache for 2 days. I'm not a fan.
No, I was saying boo, Ernst.
I took today off, spent some time playing poker, and managed to win back $3 more than what I had invested. So,
all right.
Not good a big start. Win, but, you know, yeah. It's not a loss. So.
Ray, do you know what season this is?
Season?
In the Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Oh. I can get that information shortly.
Okay. I sure hope no one types it in the chat. That would be terribly inconvenient.
And I thought it would be quick, but I'm sitting in a loading screen.
Oh, that's fine. Oh, we're in between seasons at the moment.
Oh, we are. Yeah.
Holy schmoly. Okay. Is there an upcoming season? We were just in, what, time?
Yeah, I believe so.
I don't know. Okay, that's fine. Off season is good. Okay. I think I'm ready to start the show.
Sure.
Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 240th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, my favorite listener interactive virus-proof podcast, loosely themed around Marvel Puzzle Quest, and currently on the soon-to-be-named network. We are your hosts, Ray and Ian, founders of the Puzzle Warriors Alliance. Tonight, we are sans one Puzzle Warrior. He had a death in the family and is... helping his family through that at the moment. So we will give you the best show we can with only two warriors. We're covering April 29th through May 6th. In honor of missing Craig, I have named the Deadpool dailies in the most frustrating, confusing way I could possibly think of.
I was just looking at those.
So Wednesday is Matt, Thursday is Jen, Friday is Wade, Saturday is Gamora, Sunday's Natasha, Monday's Loki, Tuesday's Dakin, and Wednesday is Doreen. In the 5-day, 4-star crash of the Titans. Right now, Carnage is battling Doc Ock. That was a total success for me. I assume it was a total success for you as well.
Yeah, that was... I didn't even take any damage. Like, Carnage, once he gets going, he's damage every turn.
Yeah, he's really tough to slow down. And coming up after this fight is Quake's going to fight someone.
I had heard earlier, and I'm trying to remember, isn't it Invisible Woman? I think it's
almost
Invisible
certainly.
Woman.
Yeah. That makes the most sense because her AoE will get around the invisibility and her resonance frequency can target the invisibility tiles.
Oh, sure. Right.
So she is built to beat up on Sue. And you're already going to deny green and blue for your own benefit. So
have we had... a crash with them since Sue's rework? I don't know that we have. She might be a little bit more dangerous.
Right, for sure. For sure. I feel like Daisy is built for success in this particular instance.
True. And Tamara said, yes, we have had it since.
Okay. So. I was going to say, I don't suppose she's built for super success and Force Field Crush is actually an AoE and it gets reduced to one. That'd be tough times for Mrs. Fantastic. Okay, let's see. Story events on the horizon. We have Fight for Wakanda. Is that new? Have we fought for Wakanda before?
Wow, I am not the right person to ask, especially right now.
Take that, dude, headache. So Fight for Wakanda is coming up. The progression in that will get you Beast, Karnak, and Captain Marvel shards. Placement in that will get you Angel, Super Skrull, and Captain America, the First Avenger shards. After that is good old Cosmic Chaos, where progression will land you Angel, Super Skrull, and Captain America, the First Avenger shards. And placement will get you Doc Ock, Maria Hill, or Immortal Hulk shards. And in PvP, Predator and Prey is on the horizon. Progression gets you Black Panther and Juggernaut. And placement will get you Hood, Shuri, and Spider-Man Peter Parker shards. Mother of Invention follows that. The progression will get you Hood, and Shuri, and placement will get you Magneto, Black Panther, and Star-Lord shards. We are in between seasons at the moment. Uh-oh. So, let's see. Oh, we got news, though. We do have some news. Me, are you sitting down? Ray, are you sitting down?
Happens to be I am.
201 is on the horizon. Let me see what I have about 201. There's a clue for a new character and lots of the word May themed puns. The clue, geez Louise.
Oh, geez Louise.
My guesses have gotten worse as the years have gone on. Are there any characters named Louise or Jesus? Is Jesus coming to Marvel Puzzle Quest?
I would doubt it. I'm wondering, though, I don't know. I don't get Jesus Louise, but the fact that May is in all caps all over the place, it makes me think of, you know, Melinda May from S.H.I.E.L.D. But
oh, that'd be sweet.
It may just be that they are saying May.
Right.
Because it's May.
Right. Right. I thought that was just part of the May puns. I never clues like that or whoosh right over my head, but that would be cool. I would be way into that if that were a thing. I also don't know how events are themed, but and you're not the guy to ask, I know, but I'm going to anyway. Everything seemed really Wakanda themed all of a sudden. Like the PvPs were Black Panther and Shuri. Fight for Wakanda is the next story event after Deadpool. I think Deadpool's fighting MPQ at the moment.
Right.
So, yeah, after all that resolves, I didn't know if there was something I didn't know. Is Black Panther 2 on the horizon? Are they releasing a Black Panther-themed character? Maybe the new character is going to be either Killmonger or M'Baku. I'd be shocked if it was either one of them. That would seem ridiculous to me, but what do I know?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard anything
Brawler's
about the,
in the game.
Movie. I mean, it's been too long for the movie to,
right.
To be on relevant, DVD or something.
Yeah. Who knows? It comes back around. Either way, that's your clue. Let's see what changes are happening. Banners from support perks and character powers have been updated to be more clear. Added the ability to scroll through sets of powers in battle. This can be seen on Professor X Classic's power. To me, my X-Men, as well as 3-star and 5-star Hawkeye's full quiver.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. So you can see where you are in the quiver.
I mean, it really doesn't matter. I'm just trying to fire off those arrows as fast as possible.
Yeah,
but I appreciate
for five
that.
Apiece.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bargain. But yeah, you're right. I like the extra information. When earning shards for a single character, the reward is now centered on the shards earned pop-up.
Okay.
Great. Hawkeye, modern electric arrow, no longer reduces enemy team-up AP. I had no idea it did that.
Yeah.
Man, I've only been using him for his speed shot, but all this time I could have been stealing team-up AP or reducing it.
I guess if you were fighting Okoye, that could be good, but if you're fighting Okoye with modern Hawkeye, you're in trouble.
You're already way in the weeds. Let's see. A sound will now play when making a selection on the resources screen.
Okay.
Yeah. The time to recover from being downed has been halved for Deadpool, Wolverine, and X-23.
Good.
That's funny. I like that. That's an appropriate, unnecessary change, and I give it whoosh, stamp of approval. I like thematic things. Speaking of thematic things, I'll do that right after this. Remove the train power button when viewing characters in the reward screen. I have trouble staying focused when Craig reads the previous segment, as you know.
Mm.
Did anybody mention at any point about this new movie tie-in event?
The movie marathon? No.
Yeah. Okay, so movie marathon's going on right now. It's my favorite kind of event. You get to play it once a day for 10 days, and you only have one fight per. It's spectacular. Yeah, and so, it's thematic, which I enjoy.
Right. So far, I've been hitting it with complete the theme. Whatever they recommend, like they want me to use Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch and
Is that
Vision.
Today?
I don't know. That could have been today.
It must have been. I don't know because I didn't remember to do it yesterday for whatever excuse I may have generated. But yeah, you know, you had to fight. Nope.
Oh, Gamora against Nebula?
Yeah. So you had to pick Gamora to fight Nebula.
Yeah. But yeah, today it was against a whole bunch of Ultron bots. So you had to pick the
nice
characters from the movie to do that.
Right.
I mean, you could take it easy and just, you know, use your standard team to destroy stuff.
Right, right. But if you go those three, I like the way you think.
Yeah, I enjoy it. But yeah, I didn't know that was coming. It just appeared.
Yeah, boom, there it is. It's coming. We got six more days? Maybe seven more days.
I got seven. Stuff. Yeah.
Nice. All right. I didn't have any other news. I'm not aware of any other news.
Samurai did mention, he asked, did anyone else notice the Super Scrawl went into the tokens a day early? Joe noticed and posted it on the Facebook page. So that's the only reason I knew about it. But yeah, Super Scrawl, he's in the tokens. So all right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. That's honestly something I would have never noticed, but I know that, you know, good on Samurai, good on Joe, everybody else who noticed. Yeah, I have no other news.
Let me think. So.
We're going to postpone the top three this week as we are only two.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, beans. I really let everybody down this week. I'm not as prepared as I should have been. I got caught up writing the script. I forgot to do my portions of the script. Well, at the very least, I can give you the answer to last week's trivia question where I asked you, in what story event did they introduce the now famous wave nodes? The answer is Enemy of the State.
Yay. We had a lot of people give that answer.
Oh, good. Yep, I got so wrapped up in the absence of Craig and trying to slap together a script at the last minute, I didn't plan ahead to make you a trivia question. So you are robbed of a top three and a trivia question this week. I'll give you two next week to make up for it. I apologize.
There you go.
Do you have any listener comments to tide them over until then?
I sure do. There actually weren't that many this week. However, strangely enough, the comments on the D3 forum outnumbered the comments on Reddit. That was a first.
Wow.
But Wymtime on the D3 forum said, for the first event of wave nodes, I believe it was Enemy of the State. Zoot Sax responded and said, ding, 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 and then linked the forum article that was talking about it. So, hey, good job with the research. TJ Author said, I'm saddened that I'm living in a MPQ world where there are two iterations of Yelena, a fanfic level waste of space, and yet I have no Batroc the Leaper. Apparently, wow. It's a big vote for Batroc.
Big passion for Batroc the Leaper. Who knew? There's no other characters that have that much distance between themselves as 1-star Yelena and 5-star Yelena, is
no,
there?
No, I don't believe so. That seems to be a first.
Yeah. See, she's a pioneer.
Over to Reddit, just a couple comments on Reddit, but they were both really long. I am not going to tell you all of what Blue Wolf posted in Reddit, but I will tell you that it is entitled My Bologna with Apologies to Weird Al, and it is the lyrics to this new song My Bologna that you can sing to my Sharona theme music. Again, I'm not going to torture you like Craig would with these lyrics, but you can go to Reddit and look at the subreddit and you can check out his My Bologna. It's the whole song.
Wait, he posted the whole song on there?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like from the Dr. Demento show back in the day?
Maybe. I don't know. Or lyrics he just made up. I wouldn't know the difference. So.
Oh, yeah. No, that's why he apologized to Weird Al. Weird Al did that exact song live from his bathroom on the Dr. Demento show like 40 years ago.
Okay. I don't know. It might be those lyrics. It may be something else.
I'll investigate. I love it.
I don't know enough to say either way. D-Wing also commented and saying 9-5 odds against Craig surviving one trip to Vegas, 1,250-1 against two trips. I don't know if this is a COVID thing, going to Vegas, your survival chances have gone down. But Craig has been to Vegas a lot, so that should give him a little bit of a benefit. He knows how to dodge and weave through the streets of Vegas, so. He also said, let the record show that I am not as anti-Craig as I come across during these walls of text. Okay, good to know. Ian, apparently you won the last episode with the Rebus love.
Nice.
He also says, I would recommend watching the two-part film theory YouTube videos about James Holzer's, is that how you pronounce his name? James Holzer? His time on the show and how they got him gone. So I'm not sure. I'd have to look. I don't remember who James Holzer is. Do you have any idea?
I don't immediately know. What show?
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. He's apparently a... Oh, he was on Jeopardy. He's known for being on Jeopardy.
Oh, James Holhouser.
Oh, that's how you pronounce that?
Yes.
All right. I don't know if he misspelled it or if I just can't read, but...
Nope. He was... Yeah, he was a very recent champion. He is... He's the guy who has all the records for money wins.
Oh, okay.
He was winning, you know, 120,000 per show.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Okay.
Yeah, he was amazing. He was absolutely fantastic.
So in any case, there's a two-part film about him. So
okay.
If you're interested. He also said trivia, the guest was enemy of the state. Yep, you're correct. Craig argues against definitive yes and no answers, like my 10-year-old daughter. Yes. Yes, he does. And the closing clue guarantees that Joe will not be listening to next week's show. We said non-pie.
Yeah, non-pie. Absolutely no pies will be involved in next week's top three.
Yeah. That would actually made it more difficult for me. I'm down to a top three, and I was just going to, or I'm down to a top five, and I was just going to, you know, pick three of them. But now I've got a week furlough, so I'm...
Oh, good. That'll buy you some time.
Yeah, exactly. But that is it. The mailbag is empty. Thanks, Willie.
Awesome. All right, let me go over to my favorite infographic. And are you ready to try this, Ray?
Oh.
Or am I going to do it with just me?
No, I'll give it a whirl, sure. Do you want me to go first second?
You can go first. Take the lead. Take the reins.
All right.
Take this out for a spin.
I don't remember how it starts, but...
You go second. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump
you up.
You up. All right. That was a good rookie outing, we'll say. Let's see if I've learned anything from my hundreds of times doing this segment. I haven't, because I'm unprepared and I still don't know what three-star Angel does, but he is boosted, so I assure you... He does more damage because he probably does damage. Three-star Electra. I have heard of her. I'm still not super sure how she's different than four-star Electra, but it's dramatic. Four-star is marginally better, but they're very similar. Wait, what? Good. What's good?
I think it's supposed to be hood. I'm not 100% sure. That's my guess. Good.
Oh, I was so confused. I was like, is that a nickname? I don't know. Like, all right, let's assume the hood is boosted, so his twin pistols will do more damage, and his intimidation will do more damage.
By the way, that is not a samurai typo. That is on the D3 forum. That is who is boosted. Good.
Good. Good Magneto as opposed to bad Magneto. good Magneto is boosted. He does everything. His projectiles are going to be better. His damage from his red is going to be better, and his damage from his blue is going to be better. And Vision also boosted his AoE blue. Assuming you have blue activated, his AoE does more damage. And his red, if you don't have anything activated, does next to nothing. Let's see which four stars are boosted. Blade. All right.
I don't know. He's the Forgotten Four-Star. Do you remember what he does?
He is. He really... loosely, his Tools of the Trade do a little bit of AoE and do some healing. So those will both be boosted. One half of his The Hunger is a really good damage doer. Like, sometimes he's putting out strike tiles, which will be boosted. But when you put enough red AP into him, he does a lot of damage to the enemy. And you lose some red. But yeah, the damage that he does, good times. He's A-okay. Let's see who else is boosted. Carnage. I heard about him. He has whooped up on some Doc Ock. That guy's got deadly blade hands that do AoE and hurt his allies. His Carnage rules does some damage, depending on how many special tiles I believe you have on the board. And he makes attack tiles with his black, all boosted this week. Let's see who else we got going on here. Ugh. Prowler. I don't know what he does.
I only know one thing he does, and that's the stealing, fortifying enemy tiles and then stealing them. That
sounds fun. Yeah, he steals and improves tiles, so he'll improve it. His Tinkerer's Toys do a little bit of damage, and he makes strike tiles after he goes to get a coat, so that'll be a slightly better strike tile. Punisher to the Miz Axe is boosted. He does some good damage with his punish ability. Both varieties will be boosted. The AoE from his Merciless Charge is boosted. And he puts out strike tiles with his blue. They'll all be boosted. And lastly, and probably leastly, Venom. Eddie Brock is boosted. I feel like he got reworked, but it didn't help. He may have gotten worse since the rework. I'm not sure. His green damage is boosted, and it's meh. He's the Protectiles. He debuffs Protectiles, I believe. Is that something he does? Yeah. So he'll debuff them a lot more. And he deals damage with his yellow, also boosted.
I mean, the only time he's useful is when he's up to, like, level 550. And the only time you can do that is when the computer's playing him. So it's just, he's not good.
Right. All right. Let's see. Let me talk to someone wiser in the ways of Puzzle Quest than I. Let's see what Samurai says. He says, combine Punisher with Carnage and Prowler. Ooh, saucy. Tell me more. Punisher makes those strike tiles we talked about. Carnage makes attack tiles for everybody. And Prowler steals those enemy attack tiles and makes them stronger. Punisher then deals a lot of damage with his punish. And that gets boosted by those strike tiles as well. And the attack tiles are dealing that. That's a lot of strike and attack damage every turn.
True.
I love it. All right. Well, that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to our sponsor, Mystify. All right. Let's head on over to team-up time featuring
Ray. We are right.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
This is like a lightning round of Puzzle Warriors 3.
Yeah, sorry. We're just
blazing through. By the way, last week, did you happen to listen to last week's episode? I don't imagine you did.
I have not.
You did a robot for the intro to this segment, like a robot sound. I found a way in Audacity to enhance that and really make it into a robot-sounding voice. It was awesome.
Oh, I will check it out. That sounds, yeah.
If I do say so myself.
It
entertained me for several minutes. So
I don't always have the time, but for the people here live and the people who are never here live, everybody's getting a little something special. Listening live is wacky and sometimes a mess, and you get to interact on Discord. Listening to this in post, it's like a whole different show. It's way too good of a quality show to be our show. It's a real treat.
I don't know. Don't get their hopes up too high. Come on.
It's all relative. Alpha says it's so nice, he listens twice.
Nice. All right, so in any
Keith
case,
well, yeah.
Synergy segment, this week, your team-up is again brought to you by Auberman. This is the third of three suggestions for the Synergy segment from him. He has suggested, and these are all five-star teams, this week, it's something that I might be able to try out, although I still don't have all three of them fully, and it is thematic. The team is Hela, Loki, and Thor. Sounds pretty awesome.
The Asgardians, what are they up to?
So you have Hela at a 5-3-5, Loki at a 5-3-5, and Thor at, who knows, 5-3-5 or 5-5-3. Really, whatever, however you want to run him, just as long as you hurt him a bit and have him half health, it really doesn't matter. Just depends on your, what flavor you prefer. This one's really straightforward compared to the others, but it's fun. It works thematically, and Thor's board shake works in Loki's advantage, because once you fire off Loki's purple, it puts out some countdown tiles, and if the board shake can get those countdown tiles to match, then it creates, more. So you want to keep those countdown tiles out there, and you destroy them in any way, they spawn. You destroy one, they spawn two more. So it keeps them out there, allows you to fire his purple again, which destroys three of them and does a ton of damage. It's also an opportunity to use Thor's yellow. I believe he's the only one with a yellow power, so it allows you to use... Normally, I'm using him with Okoye, and Okoye heals with yellow, so you never get a chance to use Thor's yellow. But when you do, the animation's pretty cool, if you like that sort of thing. And while there is no matching of blue, because none of these characters have blue, it actually works for your favor, because Hela wants all those blue out there because she puts attack tiles on every single blue basic that is out there. And the team will then be buffing them. So it seems like a pretty interesting team. My Hela is not doing so good. I could not get covers for her after she came out. I have her at a 3-0-2, so I don't really think I'm going to be able to do much with this team. But I don't know. It seems like if you have her, you know, all three powers, then
yeah,
give it a whirl. Seems like it should be a good time. So there you go. Team Up brought to you, as always, by Unify.
Unify. All right, we are cruising right into the token opening segment.
Yeah.
I will start by poking the Immortal Hulk in his right eye and unveiling a Kate Bishop Hawkeye because of boomerangs. And then I will twizzle him in his ear in honor of Craig and go 4-star Yondu Yaka Parachute.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah, I got several more, but I'm going to continue to hoard them.
Okay.
I got problems.
I've got three here. I was really looking forward to doing these because I was getting very close to Black Suit Spider-Man, getting him champed. But earlier today when I played, I opened up some of my lower tokens and got bonus shards for 4-star Spider-Man. It wasn't much, but it allowed me to champion him, which got me the Black Suit Spidey cover that I needed. So I championed him earlier today.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Finally get to use him against, you know, Goody Kitty now that nobody's using them. All right. So three tokens. The first one is a 4-star Carolina Deen Team Spirit.
Ooh.
I have no idea where I have her. The second one is another 4-star Cherry Bomb from Spider-Gwen. And I'm going to go for the teeth this time. Nope, another 4-star. It's a big bald head. Master Plan, Professor X.
Oh, okay.
So all 4-stars. I was saying boomerangs.
Wow. Yeah, you apparently were. I was not. I am. Although I am making some really impressive for myself progress with my 4-stars. I was checking them out the other day, and the number of championed 4-stars I have is ever growing. I just added Wasp and Valkyrie to the list, and
nice.
The number of fully covered 4-stars that I am too ISO poor to champ is getting lengthy. It's almost probably not. I do have a lot of champ 4-stars, but you know, I probably have 10 fully covered 4-stars that I cannot afford to champ at the moment.
Samurai says you hit 30 champion 4-stars.
Yes! Ian rules.
Donkey Teeth says that sounds like fake news.
It is suspicious, but it's happening. It really is. I'm looking at it right now. It's a lengthy list. Well, that was some really okay, slightly underwhelming opening.
Yeah.
But either way, thanks as always to this guy.
This guy.
Ray, tell me about the podcast network.
Oh, sure. I never do that on this show.
That's true.
So the soon-to-be-named network is a podcasting network of which we are a member. All sorts of different podcasts, from wrestling to comic books to this show. You can check it out at soon-to-be-named-network.com to listen to current or archived shows. And I'm going to do a little bit on here as well. The Prime Defective, Jared and Brian talking about Star Trek, they're kicking it back up. There is they're changing
a brand new episode.
Yeah, they're changing the theme
a
little bit.
After a 2-year hiatus. Yes.
But they're back. So, if you like Star Trek or you like hearing two people who really love Star Trek make fun of Star Trek, then that might be the show for you. So, in any case, find them all soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Thank you. Anything else for the sake of prolonging the show?
I don't know. I've got a headache. I've had a headache for 2 days, so I'm not really inclined to prolong the show.
There's no reason to. I was just thinking, like, I feel like we've only given him half a show, and I feel like we owe him 2/3 of a show. But in light of your headache situation and my desire to, let's lie and say, play Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Well, you were only lying about, you know, I'm sure you're going to play a video game, you know, so.
I am going to play a video game. It will probably include Marvel Puzzle Quest because I haven't gotten my one play in today. Mm. And I do. I did. I played, but I want to do today's movie tie-in.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
I'll look forward to that. So I think that's it. Thank you for joining the Puzzle Warriors 2. We will give you a full show plus bonus trivia next week. I got some good suggestions mid-show for some questions that I will work into that rotation, which I very much appreciate. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. As always, you can find us on iTunes and Stitcher and Podomatic and anywhere where your RSS feed takes you. We will be there to talk to you about Marvel Puzzle Quest. Our Amazon banner is still there on our homepage. If you click it, a portion of your Amazon ordering will go to us. And by that, I mean the money from, not the actual products. That would be weird.
True.
We don't need trombone lubricant that much.
I was asked a question about Amazon, and we get a very small commission from the purchases. So that money, just instead of the money going to Amazon, we get like a few pennies from it. So you don't pay any more, but we get a little Correct. Bit off the top. So we do appreciate it.
Yes. We are also available at cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 if you want to get some personalized swag with Puzzle Warrior logos on it. You can do that there. Or you can go over to Patreon and become a patron, and that will sponsor the show for another 240 episodes.
Let's not get carried away. But
yeah, no, but, you know, just coming on and listening and enjoying the show is more than enough for me. So I appreciate that. So, oh, fun twist. I also will cheat you out of a clue because there's nothing new for next week. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, sometimes things are sweet. Something, something pie.
that's good.
That's all I got. Yeah, all right. Goodbye, friends. All right.
Good night.